VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Well, we missed you last week, but Lee and the crew, they need a rest. They work so hard. Me, I don't work, so I just, you know, sorry.
No, but we did it because Griff's knees are so bad.
We just didn't want
him to have to walk into the radio booth.
Yeah, that's really hard.
That's really the reason we did it.
Well, you know,
Speaking of which, how do you feel?
The room so I can, my walking frame now makes it through the door.
Oh,
so
good.
There was some consternation that community forums at eBay were down for a few minutes. They're back up, so.
Okay, that means ebayradio.com is back up?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me go there right now because I don't trust anything.
Which means you don't trust
anybody
me.
Anybody says about this situation.
You don't trust me at all, do you?
Oh, it is back up. Oh, I'm so happy.
See, ye have so little faith.
I'm so happy, thank goodness, because people could not listen this morning unless they were listening on mobile.
Right.
You know, so it is back up, but we have no way of telling those people who already didn't know that. But I can live with it. So, Daniel Tarman, have you met him yet?
No.
All right. He's eBay's new chief communications officer.
Yes.
And Devin Wenick said about him, Dan is a seasoned executive and strong leader with the right combination of global communications and brand experience to help us lead eBay forward as we create the next great chapter for eBay. Well, Griff, as you know, we invited Dan to Vegas.
Yes.
He couldn't make it, but he sent us the nicest email. It was very long, too.
Oh, that's good.
He wants to come on the show once he's settled in at eBay. His first day was June 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll wait, you know, another 2 weeks, and then we'll invite him on.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's groovy.
So if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your questions, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. All you have to do is click Contact Us on the eBay radio player. Hopefully that's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. You fill out the web form. You hit the Submit button. We can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we'll certainly do our very best. So, Griff, we promised Adam from Jerusalem, Israel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's known as Shimara.
Yes.
That we would dish his listing, and we didn't have time to do it. So why don't we do it now?
Well,
you know, he's learning from us, so.
Oh, that's scary.
Because he's a new eBay seller, pretty much.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, it is 2217.
Yep.
8801-3819. And I will say that one more time. It is 2217-8801-3819. Remember, he had shown us this with a watch, and then he went and made some changes to it.
Yes, and, okay. So, title looks good. It says, Women's Seiko Quartz Thin Dress Vintage Gold Tone Retro 1980s Japan-based metal. It doesn't say watch anywhere in there. And it also, I'm assuming that this has, I'm trying to find it if it does. It has a reference number, which says reference UC122M. So I would have that in the title. I would not use words like, so I should say, in my view, Women's Seiko Watch Quartz. I don't know about the thin or the dress. I don't know. Vintage, a vintage 1980s, I get. Gold tone retro, I don't know. Japan base metal, all of those. I think you could find better keywords. So I'd try to use better ones to describe the watch. I guess, let me see what this says down here. Yeah, that UC122M should be in the title. just in case somebody is looking for that particular model.
Now,
I don't know if that's true.
He does have a picture of only the little tag that says UC.
Doesn't matter. That's not searchable.
No, I realize that. But my next question is, should he have put it in the main picture? See where he has it in the main picture?
Yeah. I don't think that's okay to have it in the main picture.
Okay.
But let's talk about the pictures because they need help.
Okay.
The first one is out of focus. If you look at it, if you zoom in on it, you can see that it's not sharp.
Right.
What's happening here is I believe you're using autofocus and your camera is focusing on the wrong plane in the depth of field. Your last photo, let's start from the back. The last photo's okay. The last few photos show those pretty sharp. It looks like you're using direct lighting of some sort, and it's casting some, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe those are soft boxes, but the lighting seems a little off to me. But that first photo, which is an important one, I definitely would have made sure it was in focus, and I would crop out as much of the black background as possible so that highlights that image.
Okay.
Remember, when the image is mostly background, which is the case here, it makes it harder to focus in on the item. And then the third photo shows it's the watch lying down, right? So it's focusing in on the back part of the watch that's farthest away from the camera, and that's pretty sharp. But the front part of the watch, which is closer to the camera, is completely out of focus.
Okay, and tell us that again, because you think he's using autofocus?
Well, he's probably using autofocus, and it's focusing on the wrong thing. But in this case, and I don't know his camera settings, but when it comes to depth of field, which is what we're looking at here, depth of field is the distance from the front of the camera, the lens, or the sensor, moving away from the camera. And there's a certain window there where, depending on how your camera's set up, the item can be all in focus. Now, the way that third photo is, with the watch lying down on the black background, his camera was, the depth of field is very narrow, and it's beyond the front part of the watch, which is closest to the camera, so he's not capturing that in focus. It's probably too involved to go into a photo class right now, but the way to solve for that is to either, if you're using the automatic feature, is to focus somewhere in the middle, or just focus on the front, what you want to show. Or you can move the camera back, and sometimes zooming in on it will allow for a deeper focus depth of field. If you're in a manual setting and your camera's on a tripod so it doesn't shake, you can decrease the aperture size by making that f-stop higher. The higher the number, the smaller the aperture of the lens, that little iris part when it takes the picture. And the smaller that is, the deeper the depth of field you'll capture. So you have to experiment to get it. But that's important, because this photo is not a good one. I would redo those photos.
Okay.
Enough about that. But the rest of the listing looks pretty good. I mean, the description's really easy to read. Can't really quibble too much about it.
And the price, I don't know, because we haven't done any research on it.
Yeah, but I don't see any watchers or anything, so.
He's priced it for $250. Does have a make offer, though.
Yeah, and I assume it's unused vintage 1980s watch. I mean, that might be fair. I don't know for sure. Watches aren't they're not my field of expertise.
How about his item specifics? They look pretty good.
Yep, they're good. Although, I might... I would create a custom item specific for that reference number UC. I would just say REF is the value and UC122M.
And that's where it should go.
It could go there. It can also go in... He's got some other numbers in the description. I don't know what those are. But remember that descriptions are not usually searched. eBay doesn't search them for clues. You have to have that information either in the item specifics or the title, or both.
Okay.
So overall, not bad. I would like to... It's going to be hard to sell this watch with those photos. I would definitely want to see those improve. So I'm going to say 4.3.
Okay, I'll go with that. We need you to go back to the drawing board and figure this out, Adam from Jerusalem, Israel. We want to see you succeed. And we know that the pictures are mucho important.
Oh, very important.
In fact, they're probably the most important thing about your listing.
I think so.
Probably, your photos.
Well, that and equally the information that people need to be able to find it. So title and item specifics and photos, they're the trio of important components.
Okay, so 4.3.
Yes.
For Adam. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And again, I just need to bring up eBay Radio Party and Conference. Griff, I had such a good time.
It was a lot of fun.
I was in pain, you know, the whole time. I mean, I still have this pinched nerve.
Yikes.
I have it today, as a matter of fact. But I was under narcotics during the entire event.
No one noticed.
Betsy, do everything, Betsy. Poor Betsy. Oh, my God. Betsy just, you know.
At first, I thought it was magic. You were walking around the room without moving your feet.
That was the Percocet. That's what that was.
That would be the Percocet.
But it kept me, you know, from being in horrible pain. So it got me through Vegas. And I think it's on the mend, hopefully, and John's back's on the mend, and your knees are going to be replaced when?
When Kaiser says they can be replaced.
Okay.
So they want you to do all this other unreasonable stuff
like lose
more weight.
Exactly.
You know,
poor
physical
baby.
Therapy, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
I just want my knees. The Open Phone segment was sponsored by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. More in a minute here on eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at ebay.com. That's Coach Jack at ebay.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 324.
As an eBay seller, there'll come a time when you have to deal with a difficult buyer. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor, all things creative. She says there are some things you can do before it gets to that point.
I think the secret is to do as much as you can so it doesn't get to that, because it hurts when somebody's unhappy. So do all you can to avoid it by making sure your listings are complete and accurate and your photos are accurate and that your listing is in a general positive tone. Start there, but then realize no matter what you do, something will go wrong somewhere along the line and you as a business owner have to fix it.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready, with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, Master Your Sales. It is all about you. So you call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Well, eBetsy just sent out a blast, an email blast to everyone saying that ebayradio.com is back up again.
Yeah, yeah.
And that they should go there post-haste.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not worried.
So there you have it. Yeah. Listen, Griff, now that our relatives have moved out, they bought their house, by the way, and they've moved out of our guest room. They moved out the day we got back from Vegas, by the way.
Did you have a big party?
Oh, no. They cleaned the house. Oh, my God. They're the best house guests in the world.
Can they come stay with me?
My brother and his wife. I've never had such good house guests, as a matter of fact.
That's good.
So now we have our house back, and we have our guest room back. Now John can put the photography studio back in there.
Oh, okay? That's perfect.
So we're getting ready to, you know, start selling things on eBay again.
Oh, great.
So one of the things that I'm very interested in, and I think that you and I need to kind of keep track of this because it's something new.
Yes.
Promoted listings.
Yes.
According to eBayInc.com, eBay is launching this new service. It's called Promoted Listings that will help sellers with an eBay store subscription increase their visibility in sales. And what happens is sellers will use eBay's simple, I hope, self-service tool to first select items they want to promote, then their ad rate, which is a percentage of the item's final sales price that they're willing to pay for the added visibility that leads to a sale.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty good to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Maybe not for everything, but for certain items that I have certain items set aside in a little box that I think are special, and I think that there are certain people that will be looking for these items.
Oh, good.
And I'm thinking maybe I might want to try promoted listings.
Yes, you should.
Have you ever tried it yet?
Well, no, I haven't tried it yet, and I'm... I'd have to give it a lot of thought, but, you know, because I sell used merchandise. And
well, I have some new stuff.
New stuff, I think,
yeah. Or if it was collectible and an antique, yeah. It's worth a try. I think it's a, I think you pay when it sells.
Here's what it says. Sellers will use eBay's simple self-service tool to first select the items they want to promote.
That's right.
Then their ad rate, which is a percentage of the item's final sales price that they are willing to pay for the added visibility that leads to a sale. So I'm supposed, this is totally, don't take this as...
Don't take this
absolute, but I'm thinking that if... So let's say I'm willing to pay 3%.
Yes.
All right? So I'll get 3% worth of added visibility, basically.
Yes, I guess that's how that works. I don't know. I'm confused.
Because the next paragraph says, promoted listings that are relevant to buyer searches will then be shown in key placements on the search results page, ensuring relevancy for shoppers and a clear path to the items they're looking for. Sellers will... Here it is, Griff. Sellers will only pay for promoted listings when an item is purchased after a click on their promoted listing ad.
Right. So if they buy it without clicking on the ad, you don't pay for it.
Exactly.
I like this.
Now, starting this month, started June, promoted listings are being offered to a number of eBay store sellers in the U.S., U.K., Germany, and Australia. It will ramp throughout 2015 to include additional sellers. Interested U.S. sellers can get on a wait list via a link in the article at ebayinc.com. So if you go to ebayinc.com, there is a wait list, so I guess I need to put myself on it.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought that was the plan.
This is something we have to watch, because this could
be
very exciting for some eBay store sellers.
It kind of reminds me of a more sophisticated version of the old Featured and Featured Plus, which we did away with quite a while ago, because it was... not such a great experience, but This, I think, because it, we'll be able to serve it up for relevant searches, and that's what's important.
And it's sort of like buying ads.
Yes.
Kind of the same sort of theory behind it, I think.
Yeah, and you need to have an eBay. You'll need to have an eBay store to do it. So.
Right.
Yet another good reason. I know so many sellers who are full-time sellers, and they don't have an eBay store, and I just shake my head.
And I'm just a part-time, every now and then seller, and I have a store. I enjoy having the store.
Yes.
And I think it's worth the money each month.
Well, I think when you know all of the different things that you get with it, when you realize how much you get with a store, especially just looking at vacation settings, which for me is a lifesaver when I have to travel, because I'm a single proprietor. It's definitely worth it for me.
I had so few listings up there that I forgot to put my store on vacation, but we didn't sell anything till the day after we came back.
Oh, well, that's good.
And yeah. I thought, phew.
Well, you'd be all right because...
Well, I was there for 11 days, honey.
Oh, that's right. You were...
I was there for 11, but I only have several items left up there, you know, because we haven't had our studio up. We've had, you know, the eBay party and conference to plan for, and then my neck, and da 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 da, and it goes on and on and on. So I didn't have much up there, but the day after we got back, we made a sale. You know what we sold the day after we got back? It was an eBay logo mug that I bought in the eBay store when I came to see you for the last trip I took.
Well, there you go. There you go.
They love those eBay things. So yeah. We don't really have time to read any of these, but we did get a couple of submissions to contact us.
Well, we can
us.
Read them in the next hour.
Absolutely.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Campaign Go. Master your sales. Up next, turning pictures into sales when we return with eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions, let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endicia directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endicia. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endicia.com/eBayRadio. That's endicia.com/eBayRadio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help.
Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.